This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Yeah, I thought we canceled Will Smith after he smacked Chris Rock, man.
We are rolling into hour number three on Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And yeah, look, when you get your schedule and you see, oh, two division games at home at 1 o'clock in September in the first 3 weeks of the season, we should take advantage of this. And the Dolphins did. Give them credit. They did.
See, but this is the crazy thing. If you're,
but are they really what their record says they are? No. Is what I don't know. If I have the answer to that.
Nobody knows who's real champions and who paper champions yet. That's gonna happen maybe around week eight when we start to get a picture of like, okay, because we can see the glaring flaws in every team.
Yes,
and we're saying, okay, well they can overcome this, or this ain't that bad, or how it compares. But the Dolphins are a good team, and they should be a wild card.
We knew they'd be a good team,
but we knew that. But we know Buffalo's an elite team, a special team. And I don't know, without Michael Hyde, who's going to season-ending IR with the neck injury.
But it's not like they gave up 30, 40 points.
They gave up 188 yards to this.
That's what I'm saying. And you had 400 yards, and you lost if you're the Bills. We haven't heard from any Bills fans.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm wondering. Like, how does this game make you feel? So, it is Barton Hahn, and we are in hour number three of Overreaction Monday. And when it's hour number three, Bart Scott, what's that mean?
It means it's the power hour, 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 hour.
We have one more game left in week three, and that, of course, is tonight, Monday Night Football, the Cowboys and the Giants. You talk about a bit of drama there. You know, we always say somebody's O has got to go. Well, the Giants are 2-0, and they could join Miami. And they could join Philadelphia.
If they 3-0, that'd be a week 3-0 too.
It's 3-0.
Right in front, but we'll take it.
Like, but they very much could beat the Cowboys. I mean, they very much could beat the Cowboys tonight.
I'm picking them too. Pick the Cowboys.
You are.
So let's see if Cooper Rush can come up. Like, it's different. He had to start on a road in Minnesota.
Yeah.
This is a divisional rival that knows what you guys do and like to do, can't do. And it's Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions, nerves.
Lights shining bright.
Yeah.
And a much better coach. Now, this is a pick'em game, basically. The Giants being the home team, but they're just favored by one here.
Saquon want to get that money. He better show out on these national televised games.
That's a great point.
He got to show the rest of the league, all the coordinators, all the coaches, like, yo, if we can get this kid.
That's a great point. We'll dive deeper into this game, of course, but we have Overreaction Monday, and that's what we're going through right now with you. We'll go through some of the games, obviously, as well, but I just think the calls today have been so good that it is worth continuing to do this. And let's go to Phil in Vermont with his overreactions. Come on, Phil.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
So I was out wedding shopping yesterday because we're getting married Saturday.
Congratulations.
And thank you. Thank you. And, you know, I'm a big Lions fan. I saw them up by 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, are they going to be the same old friggin' Lions and blow this? And then, because I was feeling good and positive because of the wedding week, I was like, all right, maybe they'll win, get the division lead with Green Bay at 2-1. And then I look again, and it's just they blew it again.
Here's my overreaction.
Oh.
Because it kind of connects to your overreaction.
Okay.
The Detroit Lions will go to the playoffs.
When?
This year.
What? This year.
This is a good football team. They play hard. No easy wins. They just early in the season are learning how to win close games. And when Jameson Williamson comes, woo! You talk about maybe the most electrifying. We haven't seen an offense like this.
Well, you got
the Lions
going to
have. No, we haven't seen. No, whatever. No, you hit the ground running. We haven't seen an offense like this in Detroit since the run and shoot with Wayne Fonts. Brett Perriman, Johnny Morton, Herman Moore, and Barry Sandberg.
Yes.
Woo! I'm excited to be a Lions fan. And you should too. Maybe, just maybe, my dad can enjoy Thanksgiving dinner because they ain't getting blown out playing at 10 o'clock because they had a scrub game on Christmas, on Thursday, Turkey Day.
See, Phil, first of all, congratulations, and we wish you certainly the best with the wedding and all that. But I don't know if Bart gave you at least a little bit of hope. Because we were saying this during the break, Phil. I look at it like, and this is me, my misery of a Jets fan. Like you were saying, same old Lions. I'm going same old Jets with the stupid penalties and everything else. is I'm like, you know what? Sometimes I just want to see tangible results. Like, you might lose. Like, I didn't think they were going to beat the Bengals because the Bengals were a desperate team. But at least, like, make it interesting. The one thing your Lions do is every week it's a battle. Like, they at least make it interesting.
Now, I know it's painful to lose. They could be 3-0. They could have came back and beat Philly. They could have came back and beat Philly.
But at least you feel like you're heading somewhere. Like, what? You know, a couple of things to figure out. And
you know what? I got to pick me. I got to pick me a favorite Lion.
You're saying
so I can go get a jersey and get
are going to make the playoffs.
Yes, I got to find me a favorite Lion, an underdog. You know, I don't like.
Thank
to
you,
get
Phil. All the best.
Yeah, I don't like to get the most popular guy. I need to find me my Dom Smith. Of the Lions, and tell them to give me a jersey.
So you're not sure yet who the Dom Smith is.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta find my people. I like Williams. I like Williams, and yeah, I know like
what?
I know yesterday. Listen, man, the NFL needs to stop, man. It wasn't like he was on the ground, humping the ground and doing gyrating.
Oh, the running back. Oh,
yeah.
You mean when he got flagged for?
He got flagged with the Keenan Peel, man.
Excessive celebration.
It is crazy because three pumps threw the flag, but two wouldn't have got it. Like, come on, man. This dude is just rolling. Like, it ain't like he was sitting up there like, act like he was smacking some butt.
It was
or like,
ooh,
yo, or like he wasn't pumping, ooh. Like he was hitting something.
Don't do it a third time, son.
It was just a body roll.
All right, that one's a flag.
It was just a body roll.
What was he doing?
He was doing the body roll. He just did that. The Keenan Peel.
Yeah.
And they gave him a 50-yard flag.
But it's great because you can see the official was like walking by, and it's just like, all right, that's one. That's
one and a half.
Don't do it again, son. That's a flag.
It's crazy.
Mid thrust.
That one's a flag.
It's crazy.
Like,
man.
You're right.
That wasn't overly sexual. That wouldn't even look sexual.
One was a warning. Two was you better stop it. Three was I have to penalize you now. Like, is that what that was?
That is so stupid. It ain't like he did the fire hydrant and act like he was peeing like a dog. Or it ain't like he did the Randy Moss and act like he pulled his pants down and mooned.
No. This was just.
It's just a body roll.
This was just, he was belly dancing.
Thank you.
He was belly dancing.
Thank you.
Right? That's all that was.
I like the man is walking around like he's
going Shakira on us.
Yeah, like he ain't doing it in his jock strap.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even overly sexual. It was just like a little roll.
And when that happened in Slapshot, they won the Federal League. Mm-hmm. They gave him the trophy. But here in the NFL, no fun league.
No fun league.
Did anybody get that reference? 888-SAY-ESPN.
I did.
888-729-3776. We got news from Barton Hunt Nation. Tom in Little Falls. Oh, he's here from Bills Nation. Hit us up. I'm Dr. Pepper calling in line. What's up, Tom?
You got one.
Let's go.
40 years diehard here.
Love it. So how do you – I'm curious. How do you feel after that game? Are you like, eh? You know, like, did you walk away from that game?
I'll shoot you straight. In the moment, as any good fan – I was like, that's it. You can't win a championship if you can't beat Miami. This is ridiculous. I was ready to, like, snap. But I'm 40 years affected by the Bills' bad run. Now a day asleep and thinking about it. Listen, we had 7 starters out or went out during the game at some point with cramps and, you know, injuries that we're dealing with.
Right.
Our starting lineup versus Miami starting lineup. We're going to meet them later in the year. We'll eat their lunch the way we're supposed to. And I still think we're a Super Bowl team. I never thought we were going 17-0. So this is just not the one I wanted on the loss column.
Yeah, that's what it is. It makes you sick because of who you lost to. But in the end, Tom, you know we're going to lose a game or a couple of games. And if we do,
100%.
This is one of them because of the conditions were ripe for a loss here, right? The injuries already, the 100 degrees and everything you had to deal with down there in South Florida. And Miami was like handed an opportunity, and to their credit, they took advantage of it. I would feel the same way. I would shrug this one off.
If I'm being honest, the thing that upsets me more truthfully
is
our defense did its job. And we really should have won that game by 10 points if you look at the opportunities we had. That's
400
more
yards.
Yeah,
mishaps. Like, it's like the humidity and heat make you do crazy stuff. He thought he was spiking the ball, but he fumbled
and
it.
When everything is said and done, you get out of bounds, you still win that game, I think. So,
yeah, it was going to be hard for him to get out of bounds. Really, actually, the safety hurt you guys more than it helped you because they punt that ball. From, you know, you only got 2 points in the area to free kick it and back you all the way back into your territory.
Yep.
But if that punt goes off, that kicker may kick that ball 45 yards max, 50 at the
way
best.
He kicked it, though, if it doesn't hit that guy's butt.
Yeah, and it's going to be a low drive.
That was like a 20-yard punt at best.
It might have went.
No,
40.
You're not wrong. But what scares me is, you know, they had a 4-point lead at that point, so you need a touch.
Of course.
And our offense wasn't exactly gelling
But the thing is, you had to go so far, so guys, check engine light came on because they were overheating. Mm. See, but then you could take your time if the ball goes to the 50. Who knows? The punt returner is going to have an opportunity to return it because everybody is more about blocking when you're in the end zone than they are about releasing. They stay in and they block more. So he probably would have got to the 40-yard line. You would have had a minute and a half to get 7 points easy without having to try and get it with all the time ball and march 80 yards.
And I'll tell you what, Tom, let me ask you this then. In your heart of hearts, if they had been able to spike that and clock it, did you feel like you were winning that game?
I feel like if we did, we shouldn't have. You know what I mean? Like, that was a bad game.
It was a good lesson.
Game.
It's a good lesson.
That's not Buffalo Bills football.
I like it. That's an honest fan.
But it's a good lesson to learn, though, too, because now they're going to be pissed
off.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I was only feeling better because you guys were counting thrust. You just made my day, and now now I'm right back in the moment. I'm not feeling it.
We brought you back down again. Tom, we appreciate you, man. Call anytime. I mean, yeah, you the thrust thing with the Lions is hysterical, by the way.
Like, I can't believe that drew a flag. Like, come on, like, what are we doing?
Do we need to check the rule book, by the way?
Yes, I need to know if that's a real.
Two thrusts are okay. Yeah. Three, too much.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
you made your point with the second thrust. We get it. The third one, no good.
I don't get it. Like, Warren Sapp can do the Beyonce dance and put his butt out, go, but he can't thrust forward?
I was honoring Shakira. But, you know, Tom's a really good fan. Like, these are the good fans. That is somebody who sees it for what it is, but yet also will hold this team accountable for what they did. Like, even if we won it, we wouldn't have deserved it.
Right.
And there, what we saw yesterday was teams that we've seen normally win these games, but didn't deserve to, and they lost. Bills are one, Chiefs are another. Chiefs didn't deserve to win that game.
Yeah.
And so when that ball, you know, when it gets
Chris
tipped.
Jones
and,
also, yeah.
Yeah, like it gets tipped and picked, like, all right, there you go. You did not, you shouldn't have won this game. That's the way that's supposed to go. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More overreactions. Also, somebody's O had to go. We played this game on Friday. We'll talk about the teams that lost their O and whether or not it was a good thing or not. But you know what? In 30 seconds, we will get to all that. But Bart's going to tell us about Body Armor.
Yes. This football season, Body Armor is a choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you at the top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor Sports Drink. More than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of U.S. 21 years or older.
Play clock is at 10. Waiting on a snap. Takes it. Looking left. He's going to fire up field. It's broken up. Tip. And intercepted by the Colts. Intercepted by the Colts. It's Rodney McLeod. Colts have it. Interception. 2 seconds left. And the Colts are going to win.
Man, they needed that. I mean, they needed that badly. 107.5 FM with the call. Rodney McLeod's game-winning interception as the Colts, their O had to go, and it did go in the win over the Chiefs. And in that, Bart, the Chiefs' O had to go as they were 2-0, and they lost that. They got their first L of the season in that same game.
I told you they weren't some mighty juggernaut, right? They're going to struggle. And, you know, I said, like, another bad matchup for them, a team that can play ugly, is Tennessee.
Yeah.
Because they can muck it up just enough defensively, and they can really frustrate you, you know, by running the ball with King Henry, who's looked like he's coming to life, and getting his sea legs back underneath him. So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they lost to Tennessee. Remember, I went through these games last week with you guys, and your guy was laughing at me talking about how great the Chiefs they are.
Yep.
Yeah, and I told you, like, listen, I see them losing 6 games. Now, does 6 games mean they missed the playoffs? Probably not.
No.
Right? Especially now because we don't see anybody, every team's in the AFC. Chargers aren't going to have a high win total. You know, you look at, you know, we thought maybe 3 was going to go from the AFC West,
right,
and maybe they would be out one of those teams that
think about teams that we thought might have been like playoff type teams. Patriots right now without Mac Jones for a bit, right? He's got the high ankle sprain, so kind of take them out of the list of teams you thought, you know, should be in the conversation. Chargers, who knows? I mean, they don't have Slater now with the bicep issue. They don't have Bosa right now as well with the groin issue. And then obviously their quarterback in Justin Herbert's got a rib issue that was clearly impacting him in this game. So maybe you take them out of the conversation. The Broncos don't look like, even though they're 2-1, they don't look like anything right now, and a head coach looks over his head. Yeah. So like think of these teams that we thought were, boy, they're all going to be in contention. Yeah. And you can, you know, kind of start pushing them to the other pile of maybe pretenders instead of real contenders.
So tell me this. This week, do you think that Tom Brady's going to be in a pretty bad mood?
Of course.
Guess who he's playing? Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have Mike Evans back, probably Chris Godwin back, all his weapons going to be back. Instead of walking the park.
That's right. Evans had that one game suspension.
Right,
that's
right. And Godwin should be back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that a foregone conclusion with the way we see that defense for Tampa Bay playing? Against
defense is Super Bowl level.
Yeah,
they're really good.
And the weapons that
got hurt though. Somebody got hurt on their defense. Somebody key got hurt, didn't they? Or am I wrong?
I'm not sure.
Tampa. All right, maybe it was the Packers side that.
But this is the thing, right? They're going to march out Juju Smith-Schuster. You know what I mean? We saw in the Super Bowl that White and the other one, I forgot the other linebacker name, they handled Kelce by bracketing him just with two linebackers. Remember Daniel Lysy was making fun of me? Oh, Bart, if they cover Kelce with two tight ends, I'll come kiss your butt, right? And remember, right? So now, this is the thing, this is the issue. With Kansas City, who you gonna put your best corner on? You like, man, you know what? Whoever come to your side, you just take him. We good. And you gonna put all your attention on Kelce. So then where does Mahomes go? So I wouldn't be surprised if this is another low-scoring game from their offense, but we know that Kansas City defense can't slow time down, especially coming off a week where he probably broke 15 tablets in his knee brace. So you tell me. So if that's that, that's two losses.
Yeah, then
guess who they got week six? Oh, Buffalo.
Yeah, we talked about this.
So
we went through their schedule.
I love it when a plan comes together, Bart.
Yeah.
I told you this is the same Kansas City Chiefs you've seen before.
You make these predictions, and you're saying that's at the end of the season. Talk to me. Don't talk to me 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later when things are always going to, from week to week, things are going to fluctuate.
Yeah.
But in the end, you're saying they're not going to be there. But you also said previously that you think the Lions are making the playoffs. That's one I don't want to forget. That one I want to remember. After week one, I thought Minnesota was a world beater.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, I'm like, well, wait a minute.
They should have two losses.
I don't think they're that good.
Lions just got to learn. Lions are playing without. Lions got one of the best offensive lines in the game. They're missing one of their linemen. Mm-hmm. And then Jameson Williams coming back. If he's just any kind of spark, it's just going to open things up for St. Brown and TJ Hockenson, who's one of the fastest receivers. And he's like George Kittle. Like, he's their George Kittle. He's a beast Iowa.
Nobody's talking about him.
He's
right
a high first-round draft pick. Yes. He came out with Noah Fant. He was picked first.
Mm-hmm. No. And they have been
DeAndre Swift,
extremely competitive team. No doubt about that. Let's continue. Overreaction Monday. Let's see. What's a team we haven't heard from in a while?
Oh, we haven't heard from let's see.
Oh, you know what, though? Let's go to Miami and talk to James because he wants to respond to Tom, the Bills fan.
Okay.
So let's get some caller beef going on here. What's up, James?
Turn your radio down,
bro. How you guys doing, eh? How you guys doing? I had to call in here. I'm getting sick and tired. The last 24 hours, it's been hilarious. Looking at all the excuses that you see online and everywhere else from this so-called Bulls Mafia, I'm here to tell you they're a joke, man. Stop making excuses. We hear all the complaining about the starters they couldn't play, about the heat is so hot, about Josh Allen making a bad pass. Man, this is football. Suck it up and take the loss, buddy. We don't want to hear it anymore. All you guys do is make excuses. You guys have never been relevant. You never won a Super Bowl. You've been to four of them, and you had a chicken neck stuck in your throat in every one because you choked in every Super Bowl. You guys are the same Bills that you guys always have. We own you guys. We always will. And we will see you in December in Buffalo, and we will beat you in 10-degree weather just to show you that the Dolphins we are this year isn't the same Dolphins you played last year and the year before. We're on the upswing. We're a better team, and keep doubting us, and we'll keep proving you wrong.
James just brought the fire.
Hey, James, did you send some people from Scarlett's over there to their hotel room?
I mean, something. There's a lot more going on there, let's be honest.
I'm telling you keep doubting the Dolphins. You know, we had some problems in the past, you know. We had some insufficient players in different positions in years past, but we've been filling those positions. We've gotten better. You see it on offense. You see it on defense.
Good roster.
We got a coach that seems to be on to something now. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, just keep doubting us, because ask Lamar Jackson if we're the same Dolphins that we were in years past.
Whoa. Don't say Lamar Jackson now. Like 21 points in one quarter. Yeah. Come on, you got it. Stop it.
Out your mouth.
Yeah, we did not need to go to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. You better keep the MVP of the league out of this. I was with you all the way up to that point.
James had a call. That was a call, though. I was impressed with that one. That's a good one. That's what we like to have. We go to Brooklyn and talk to Matthew. Matthew, what's happening?
What are you watching? Is that his TV?
Matthew, hopefully that's your TV, not your radio.
Yeah, you had self-awareness on what he was. Self-awareness. Yeah, he listens to something.
What is he watching?
Yeah, he listens to something else.
I mean, imagine calling a show and listening to a different show. And watching a different show. All right, so Matthew's out. He said he was sick and tired of Lamar and Jalen Hurts.
He better shut up.
That was what it was supposed to be about. I don't know what that was
about. You mean, how can you say something about Lamar, man?
You know what, though?
Lamar don't say nothing.
Let's go to Georgia, talk to Al, because Al's got something to talk about that needs to be talked about. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, what's going on, man? I want to talk about this new culture we got down here in Duval County, man.
Ah.
What Doug Peterson is bringing. And this guy, Press Taylor, man, nobody never heard of him. I didn't hear about him, man. And I just one thing I want to say is, man, that Jaguar offense, I've never seen them so unpredictable, man. We're going to continue to shock the NFL. Nobody's talking about it. Everybody want to make these excuses about Herbert and his ribs and all that stuff. Our defense shut out the Colts. The Colts went up there and beat Kansas City, and we just made the Chargers look irrelevant, man. We got a young Bulls on Josh Allen at the linebacker spot. We got the kid out of Utah, Devin Lord, and of course our number one pick, Trayvon Walker. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything, man. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing. We ain't done.
You got
our
attention now.
Philly next week.
Listen, that's what I mean. On to Philly. Like
you beat Philly, didn't you?
Here's where you really get to know what your team is. Now, you might not win the game, but let's see what you're made of in a game like this, because this is that reality check right away.
This is going to be a phone booth game, too. You know, you talk about Trayvon Walker. He's going to be going against some war daddies on the defense line. So this is what you get to see what they made out. You're going to get to see if Devin Lloyd about that smoke. Now, he was the number one inside linebacker coming out of Utah. He a tackling machine. He a beast. But let's see if he's going to sit on them train tracks when that train coming through, because it's definitely coming through.
Yeah.
That Philly line is serious.
I love this game.
But I like this team, though.
We're getting a lot of tweets reacting to the Dolphins fans. Some of these Bills fans are all of a sudden feeling it now. This is great.
Bill fans gonna call up now. We got beef.
We have some serious beef. But you know what? In that same division, we also have the same old, same old.
Oh, the same old Patriots?
Nah.
Oh.
Something that happened. So when a player says we're no longer the same old Jets.
Yeah, man. You
and
can't.
Then something happens, like what happened in the game on Sunday.
A personal foul.
That's when you say, yeah. Same old Jets.
Who? The Jets?
Yes, man, the Jets. Barton Hunt.
I can't wait till the sauce get a hold of him.
ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hunt.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Bart, let's just get into this, because we can look at teams all around this league that we know not great expectations for them, still building, still growing, and you can see tangible results in growth and building, right? Houston Texans aren't a very good team.
Yeah.
But yet you watch and you're like, all right, like
They've been in every game.
They're very competitive. You know, there are times where, you know, I mean, Davis Mills had a bad turnover, yes. But he's also, like, there are times it looks like he's got a good grasp. There's the Lions and a team that just plays their hearts out. They play hard. They're in every game. And then, you know, again, whether it's mistakes and experience, lack of talent, whatever it is, there are sometimes they're going to lose at the end. And they're heartbreakers for this team. Mm-hmm. But there's this feeling like there's something going on there that I can buy into. And that's where I go to the Jets. And I just, last week, you knew it was sort of a, you know.
A fluky win.
Yes, a very fluky win is the way you want to put it. I'd rather say they just pulled it out of their you-know-what. That's what they did there. A couple of things went their way. They took advantage of it. Good for them. They got a very important win. That was important for them at that point against the Browns. You go into this game and you're like, all right, I expect the Bengals to be a desperate team at 0-2.
Yeah.
This will be tough. There's a Super Bowl team last year. This is going to be tough, but let me see what, you know, what I can buy into. And it was once again that feeling of they're just, this is the same Jets. When you start to buy in, when you start to say, all right, let me see something, you get, like I mentioned earlier, John Franklin Myers deciding, and he's calling it ticky-tack.
But that's one play.
Right, that's one play. Corey Davis, face mask.
Yeah.
Unnecessary. I know. All right, well, you're still down a score, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just a bad timing.
Yeah, but you never see.
Whitehead missing a tackle, not getting a pick. Little things like that that add up and take the life and the momentum and the belief out of a team, out of a building. You're home. You got Nick Mangold. You're celebrating people at halftime. And yet you can't feel good.
But you see, it's crazy. I think because you watched the entire Jets game, because you're tied in, that if
during commercials, I go to Red Zone where I'm like, oh, that's what football looks like.
Yeah, but if you watch the entirety of other games, you see those same mistakes. They happen every – it's about managing failure, right? And even with all that, now the –
That's the name of my book, by the way, Managing Failure.
The Corey Davis penalty is mind-boggling, but it's weird because
– He's a veteran.
I know. But you –
It'd be one thing of one of the young guys who can't control themselves.
You have to know how they're issuing stuff because – usually grabbing face masks isn't a penalty. They'll come break it up. Usually punching a face mask is 15 yards. You know, so like, you know, clearly maybe coming off of what happened with Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore, they were calling those calls just a little different. You know,
try
sometimes
to keep control.
Yeah, keep control and not let things get out of control. Because usually I've never seen grabbing a face mask ever like called. But, you know, to your point, you know, this team is playing with without a lot of talent, right? They have talent, but they're not playing with a lot of talent at the tackle position, and it's killing everything that they try and do. You say, well, why don't you run the ball with Breece Hall? Because you don't have a tackle, anybody that can get people moving. You got a fourth-round draft pick on the right side. You got not your first, not your second, not your third. You got your third or fourth tackle on the left side, which is the money side. And Trey Henderson, for everybody who don't know, is third in the NFL in sacks in the last 3 years behind Aaron Donald and TJ Watt. He has like 39 sacks in the last 3 years or something crazy like that, like 32 sacks, like a little bit over 12 to 13 a year. Like last year he had 15 or 16 sacks and he was sackless. And he feasts yesterday on that, whoever was there. They tried to put the tight end there, but then now you can't get guys out. Garrett Wilson goes down. Everything changed a little bit when Garrett Wilson got hit in the ribs because now you got to put Berrios in the slot.
I agree.
They're trying to put Elijah Moore throwing jump balls to a 5'8 dude.
But you're again.
Like he Spud Webb.
But you got. The frustration is not in the reality of what they are.
Yeah.
The frustration is in, you know what? I at least want to feel like, okay. This is a Super Bowl team, and they're a little overwhelmed. They're outmanned, but boy, do they fight. Boy, do they really give you a battle. And I don't see that because I see like the mistakes that make you smack yourself in the face. Like, what am I watching? Like, why would you do that? You're off the field. Your defense should be walking off the field. Why are you landing on this quarterback when you know they're going to throw flags for that?
They blew a coverage. They missed a tackle where they try to blow somebody up and help him to his route. And Joe Burrow threw for 275.
See, again, you're distracting me from the reality.
No, that isn't the reality.
Yes, you're finding the positive.
They held the Bengals to under 80 yards rushing.
Again. The second half, the defense was better. First half,
a special player made special plays.
Yeah.
Special player made special plays in Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, offensively, you can't do anything if you can't, if Joe Flacco can't drop back 5 yards without getting hit. Like, not just about to get hit. I'm talking about back foot there.
I know.
I'm swiping at the ball.
Yes.
Joe Flacco just taking punishment.
Yes.
Because they can't block. So,
but why is he throwing a million times a game, though? If you can't pass protect, why is he throwing so much?
Because they're behind.
Oh, come on.
What are you supposed to do? You're behind. That's the key. They are always the issue is the Jets have been behind in every game.
Yeah, first possession got run right down the field.
Right. So they're so they're behind. So that's what's killing them. Now listen, this week they got Joe Burrow and they got Blitzberg, and maybe the franchise is coming back. If they win this game, they're 2-2.
Don't.
No. They're 2-2.
Don't.
They're 2-2. After playing the entire AFC North,
and then
two of those teams we know are going to be playoff teams probably.
And then
right?
The Dolphins come in.
That's okay. That's always – listen, I don't care about divisional games. Those are always toss-ups. And I can't wait to see the Sauce or DJ Reed against the Cheetah and Jalen Waddle.
Mm.
I like that.
All right.
I like that. I'm not afraid of that. And then they got the Packers of Green Bay. But like they're 2-2.
Is at least what I'm saying, though. I'm trying really. I know. 2 weeks ago, I went apoplectic, and that's what a fan does. But I'm. I mean, this is a little more reasonable. What I'm saying, right? Like I'm watching this game, and I'm seeing like that. It's 7-6, and you're doing that. We're supposed to be off the field, and you're doing that, and landing on him. And I'm like, why
he don't land
now?
On the draw. The sub is he took 2.5 steps, and you only can take 2,
why?
And you can't. Because everybody wants to get to the quarterback, and they hate the same reason why Milano pushed Tua, and it wasn't called. You have to know, and you have to be more intelligent to know who's reffing the game and how they're calling it. And then that's a lack of awareness right there. But I mean, they only gave like, okay, we go to it again. They gave up 7 points in the second half.
Right, I said that the defense got better in the second half, but it was already too late. Already too little too late, and that's, we got to leave it there. We got some calls on the Jets, of course, we want to get to and more because Jets fans want to sound off. We do have overreaction Monday, and we also have one more game tonight.
Yes.
Monday Night Action, somebody's O has got to go.
Get jiggy with
it. Can the Giants join the Dolphins and the Eagles at 3-0? We'll discuss. Bart Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
That's Bart and Hahn. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Want to shout out Michelle, tweets at us, love Overreaction Monday. Great show. And she said, what's not overreacting is me heading home at 3 to top off the gas tank, get some for the generator, and make sure it's ready to go just in case Ian decides to stop by. Hey, Fort Myers, we are thinking about you. They're one of our markets, and we have fun. We always, you know, back and forth with Fort Myers. But
yeah, Tampa. Yeah,
that storm is on its way up that way in Fort Myers. Yeah, in Tampa, a little bit north of there, of course. But it is. We want everybody to be as safe as possible, and we hope you will be. Over the next couple of days, it's going to get dicey. So our hearts are with you, and we're with you as well. So
absolutely,
all the best to those in the South Florida, especially on the Gulf side area. Of course, those are what they went through in Puerto Rico already in that area. There has been enough done there. But, yes, so just thinking about everybody there, especially like I mentioned, we're on at Fort Myers. We're heard there, and we want everybody there to know we are thinking about you. We do care. All right, let's do a Monday Night Football preview, and it's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You've got the Cowboys and the Giants tonight. It really doesn't need a lot of buildup for this game, right? NFC East,
two rivalries.
They hate each other. It's at MetLife. It's going to be a little chilly tonight. As well at MetLife, so that's you're going to feel like football weather. Mm-hmm. The Giants could go 3-0, Bart, if they win this game. They could go 3-0. It sounds crazy, but they'd be one of three teams undefeated 3 weeks in.
And you wouldn't think early on if Dak Prescott was playing, they shouldn't be favorite. But I think they could be favorite, and it's about, you know, what star is going to step up the most. Like, can we get Kenny Galladay to show up? Can he be motivated? Is he going to be up?
Is he even? Would you even though? If you're Brian Daboll, you've kind of learned what he's about.
But you got to give him a chance to get out of doghouse. When new regimes come, it's always one star that's kind of labeled with that. He's a problem. He's an issue.
Is Galladay though a part of because Daniel Jones? You're not going to open the whole playbook up for him. And
yeah, well, you need a big target, man. Like, you know, Shepard He's a nice player, but he's small.
Yep.
Kadarius Toney, small. You need a guy that can go up and hopefully win the 50-50 balls, and that's what he's always been. You know, that's what he's always been. So you need Saquon to set the table. You know, Saquon's playing in front of a national audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm him, I'm trying to prove I'm the best running back out there. Yeah, I know right now Tony Pollard's averaging like 6 yards a carry, but Zeke is the one who had the pedigree. He's the one with the big money. He needs to show that I'm worth every single dime, and what better stage in front of LT if he puts on a show and runs Michael Parsons over
right,
or around him.
Yeah, well, if you're Parsons, you want to put on a show for LT as well, right? Like that's
for Monday Night Football, because I think he wants to try and be the defensive player of the year.
Yeah,
to do that. He's got, you know, right now, it's nobody really here with T.J. Watt out. You know, you got Myles Garrett, you got him. You don't really have anybody out that really has the pedigree that to win defensive player of the year. You know, he's the early favorite. You know, T.J. Watt would have been, because his first game, he went off.
Is this a low-scoring game? Is this a ground game? Is this a old-school NFC East game?
I think it's a mid-20s game.
Okay.
Right? Because teams are going to take shots and air it out. So whether they score, somebody going to catch it. Right? Whether it's them or it's the defense. But somebody's going to get some turnovers, or it's either going to be turnovers or it's going to be big plays.
Over-under is set at 39.5.
I'm going over.
Yeah?
I'm going over here. Because everybody's going to be trying to put on a show for Monday Night Football. Everybody's had an extra day to prepare. This is a divisional opponent. You understand, you know, Dan Quinn's concepts. You know, you look at Brian Daboll. I mean, I'm sure he's comfortable in being able to try and go against whatever Quinn does. And then Wink Martindale is going to try and attack the hell out of Kellen Moore, because that's the only way he knows how to go about business.
With Cooper Rush also, I imagine, even though the Cowboys have, I think, the lowest rush yards in the first 2 weeks in a long time, normally they like to run the ball. They like to play that game, but they haven't this year yet. They've got to go that way, don't they? I mean, that's why I feel like this could be low scoring, like you said, only because this could be a time management kind of game, relying on your defense kind of game. And that might be the way that the Cowboys can win this thing. But boy, if you're the Giants, they haven't been 3-0. They haven't been 3-0 since 2009.
Yeah, you don't want to run the ball. You don't want to run the ball, because then that's a low scoring game, and then you're going to always have the Giants for the opportunity to be in the game. You want to try and get up with some points, some easy scores, trick plays on Monday Night Football.
Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach in our easy to view mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. So Monday Night Football will close out week 3. Bart and I will see you tomorrow.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.